man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Vancouver, thanks so much for joining us on this hot and sweaty night here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is shameless, and we started it off with the ever sexy Malayube with Le Robot Sexy. And speaking of hot and sweaty nights, it's going to get far too hot and sweaty in here over the next hour and a half because I'm joined by
Friday. With Hidden Towers, it's going to Yeah, we have new members.
Myself being one of them.
That was Riley.
Yes.
Rager.
Is that the hazing process?
Yeah, exactly. All the everything he just said.
It sounds like
fun. It's not very descriptive. You should see it.
Yeah, it was like a rookie party.
All of them. There's plenty of time for that.
Excellent.
Thank you. Daddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl. Let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no mama's getting. Gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. So
yeah, so lovely. How we like to do it in the 90s.
Knew a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care. At 21, believe he got a right. Check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew.
That's right.
When they reminisce
that's
over you. For real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real. Coming at ya. In 92. Rock and CL School.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you. When they reminisce over you, listen.
Listen, just listen to the focus song as I rock.
Mr. Pete Rock and Mr. CL Smooth.
The best. The best.
When they reminisce over you. You're on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Before that, out of Halifax, two great DJs called The Extremities who sampled that very song with their track Lost Souls. Mr. Cotton, I know you'd appreciate that blend.
Definitely.
No one else did. I knew you would.
No, that way song was number one.
And of course, the rest of you, 7s, 9s, and 10s.
I had no idea what that was. I'm going to be completely honest.
They have good taste in hip hop.
It was rad, though. It was good.
It was some tasty beats, I'm not going to lie.
We listened to Handsome Boy Modeling School on the way over here.
I was listening to Deltron the entire way on the bus.
Nice.
Damn the Automator.
And I was listening to Intronaut.
All of them.
Or Cynic.
That was Cynic.
They're
really good.
Good show, by the way. That was really good.
Oh, my goodness. If everyone missed Cynic, Intronaut, and Dysrhythmia, you ought to just end it.
I'm very upset.
Oh, you heard him.
Colin Sardin?
Mass suicide, it seems.
Well, you know.
Not since as unhappy with Mr. Cotton since Yo MTV Raps stopped being cool.
I know. And they, when I watch some of those old YouTube videos, amazing. It's just the best stuff going.
We were talking in the break about the a video you had of Yo MTV Raps, where that track, "There in Minnesota Over You," was number one. I like to call it a VHS too. Like that's just a sign of the times.
Yeah.
It's a VHS.
No, my buddy put EPMD, Cypress Hill, Brand Nubian, like all this classic hip hop, on a VHS for me. So I had a good education.
It shows.
It does show.
Just try and listen to some House of Pain, because that was my hip hop introduction when I was just a young buck.
Yeah, but jump around though.
No, not jump around, fool.
It was also, I think in Earl's upbringing, there might have been a little bit of Mr. Elfman as well.
Yeah, it's very true. Danny Elfman is a great inspiration to us all. Anyone who plays any kind of music.
Anyone who watches The Simpsons.
That's it. Compliment.
I thought it was pretty odd.
And that one of our songs belongs in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
I was happy about that.
It's a friend of mine, yeah.
Really?
The old guitar.
Oh, I thought it was just some random.
Oh, I thought it was a random.
Dang it.
Blast.
Also, gotta say, before I forget, your MySpace, the Star Trek font, I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah! Yes!
That would be our...
Star Trek? I don't know if that would be a Star Trek thing influence in the font.
Not at all. move along.
I just hope there's no patents on that font or anything.
But yeah, it was,
Yeah. It was John's girlfriend, Caroline, who made that up.
Lovely girlfriend.
Yes.
Hi, Esri Puppy!
On the 31st month. I think we need to play some more music. How about all of your suggestions so far have been great. Personally, though, I think we should play some more 7s, 9s, and 10s. No, 7, 9s, and 10s.
It's our fault for choosing the ridiculous name, not yours, my friend.
I'm gonna get it right, I swear.
I'm silently pointing at Dave for the people who can't see it out there. He's the one who chose it.
Later, I thought it was a bowling reference this whole time.
It should be.
How about Day of the Living?
Sounds like
no objections.
Maybe some Cancer Bats later on.
Oh, sure. Yes.
I think you'll like their Beastie Boys cover. If you haven't heard of it,
yes. Yes.
It's actually pretty sweet.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But first, about Day of the Living. Living.
WinnieCooper.net present Man Your Horse LP Release Party.
Fresh off their Jubilant Cross Canada tour, Man Your Horse will be unveiling their debut full-length album, At Most At Least, on Saturday, July 31st at the Railway Club. Joining them will be Boogie Monster, Cobras, 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 Actual People,
along with DJs Hunk the Drunk and Christian Floors. The show starts at 9:30 and tickets are available at the door, but get there early for door prizes.
I'm tired now, I keep it on and on. 101, right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
champions of CITR's own Battle of the Bands, Shindig 2009. They are the Hidden Towers with Ashes of the Zeppelin off their soon-to-be-released The Great Conjunction EP. They give it to us first because we made them the people they are, the stars they are today. And they'll be playing their EP release with the good lads surrounding me right now, the 7, 9s, and 10s. Let's use...
On Friday, everybody,
please
come.
I'm extremely excited to be playing with them. It's going to be an amazing show.
It's us, the Snat, Hidden Towers, Armadillotantes, and Alaska.
And you'll be opening for none other than Sean McCann of Great Big Sea.
He's actually playing the early show that night.
But you say that he's opening for you,
yeah,
technically,
that's
in the schedule.
Exactly.
Right?
It's just sometimes you win one.
Any given Sunday, that's what it is, any given Sunday. Also in that set, the Bad Plus with their cover of Iron Man. Surprisingly metal for a jazz band.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
Holy Fuck before that, off their latest release, Latin, the track Stay Lit, and we started it off with the Cancer Bats and their cover of the Beastie Boys classic, Sabotage.
We have to head out of here, John, but thanks for having us, man. We'll see you at the show on Friday.
Definitely.
Okay.
Excellent.
At the Railway Club.
For sure.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for all who listened.
Thank you for coming out.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Always. Hopefully there will be many in the future.
Oh, there will be.
Fingers crossed, at least.
It will happen.
Good.
Excellent.
How about we leave off with Transmission 3, Escape from Terminus.
Actually, the last song that was supposed to be Day of the Living was actually Transmission 3.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
if you want to use a different song, Day of the Living would be the one.
Damn you, MySpace. I'll blame that.
Touché.
All right.
Shit,
once again, Day of the Living.
Living.
Thanks a lot, 7, 9s, and 10s. Have a good night out there.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
It's magic.
Awesome.
Thank you.
the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
You are listening to one. Going over there.
I'm really.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
From the island where a lot of, you know.
I know people that.
Lefty hippies, like, there's a hitchhiker, let's pick him up. And it's like the creepiest dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I just. Sometimes you're like, hey, I don't know. Well, maybe I'm cold. One day I'll probably pick one up and I'll be like, you know what? Great idea.
The American Werewolf in London started out hitchhiking. Look how well that turned out.
Wow, that's a really good point. Really good point.
So you're playing the Media Club on the 29th?
I certainly am, yeah.
Looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it should be cool. I hear that the other bands are kicking and it's a good venue. I haven't really played in Vancouver before, so we'll see how she goes.
Will tonight, right here, right now, be the first time ever?
Yeah, well, another radio thing, and I played like two songs before it ended, and it was really, it's quite funny, I think. For me.
Yeah.
Maybe for them. So, yeah.
Well, they didn't pre-plan the 7, 9s, and 10s to come in.
No, they didn't. yeah. So do you need me to do anything, or?
I think we got like 20-ish minutes left.
Oh, wow.
I dedicate them all to you. You get more than two songs there, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe I'll do my 25 minutes just to.
Your opus?
They're all opi. How do you pluralize opus?
Opuses?
Opi? I want to say opi. I know it sounds completely wrong, but it's just opuses 9 and 10. All right, this is opus number 5. After the main character gets lost on a windy highway, and I'll just move this mic here. You've made me very relaxed. Maybe this is a bad thing.
I'll do what I can. Thank you.
gas station hasn't changed in decades. The cashier checks the time around her. Put my things on the counter. Pull out my wallet like some pull down the shades. My only brother lent me his only car. Who knew I would drive it so far? Sometimes you move out of some obligation. It was gorgeous on the outside. Inside it was just a machine. It's the fastest thing I'd ever seen. On how I first met Victoria at Victoria Station. And we'd always talked about going for a beer. She said, it's strange now that you're here. We went back to her place, 57th, we'd cross it. Now she's as poor as me, but she looks twice as good. I told her that because it's something I would. Oh, she shrugged a little. Turned off the faucet. And later on, as we were crawling into bed, I was thinking on something my father said. He said, son, you're better off of the main drag. With my well-worn body wrenched like a rake, there I was, straight off the main drag.
Very nice.
Thanks.
What do you call that one?
That one's called Off the Main Drag, Opus 49 and very 15. Nice. The outro is 15.
It's like two songs in one, I see.
Yeah, the intro is 14, but I don't mention that. It sounds pretentious.
I noticed a lot of your songs are very directionally oriented.
Hey, which way do you mean?
Place-oriented. Mm. Songs like Quebec, Don't Go to Klaksvík.
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 That's okay.
You couldn't lie to me in Paris, northernmost Eva Maria.
I guess that's the direction.
Or perhaps place.
Yeah, I hear you.
Thoughts, mentally.
I didn't do that on purpose.
No?
No. I think I stopped doing it because I realized that I was doing it. Because that wasn't the point, you know? Yeah, I think it just happens. I think it's easy to write a song about place. Comes more easily. You know, like if someone says, hey, make up a story, it's kind of nice if they kickstart it with a little, you know. Wouldn't you agree?
Everyone seems to write songs about being in love and stuff like that. And while that's cool, it is nice when someone decides, hey, I'm going to write about something else. A trip I took.
Yeah, or, it's weird. You know, it's always going to fit in there, you know. You're always going to feel something for somebody or not feel something, I guess. And it's kind of nice not to make it all about that, because I think you end up falling into, like, traps when you sing merely about, you know, oh, my heart is this, you know? Like, I do. I don't know if everyone does, but it's helpful.
Definitely.
It's helpful.
How did you get inspired to start playing music?
I don't know. How did you get inspired to start doing this?
Well, I had an older brother who was in high school when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good taste in music.
Yeah.
kind of went from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he have anything to do with, like, radio and stuff?
No. I met a guy in university in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Who was doing a radio show. I needed a job.
Yeah.
Didn't pay.
Yeah.
But I did it anyway, because the guys I went to high school with were in a rap crew.
Cool.
I started doing a rap show.
Oh, man. See, that's a good start. Yeah. But it didn't start, it wasn't like you didn't wake up, right, and do it. You kind of, like, got into music, and then you kind of fell into it, like, and then, right?
Yeah.
Kind of? Okay. So, I think I saw my grandpa's guitar, and then 10 years later, I started playing. And then 10 years after that, I started writing songs or something.
The guitar was only in the always in the back of your mind?
I don't know. It was weird. It actually looked like a very strange thing. I played violin for a long time first, and I had I found it really difficult. I still do. And, I ended up, when I picked up the guitar, it was really easy. But it's a really strange thing after a violin your whole life. It's so big, and it's so chunky, and so easy to play. So it kind of came naturally, I guess. I don't know. It's a really hard question. I'm really happy that you were able to answer it, because I was like, how would you answer it? And you did, so.
It seems like a standard question.
I don't know, but...
It's one you have to ask when you're asking questions.
Do you have to ask it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean like in a patronizing way. I meant like...
They're like my standard questions. How are you? How'd you start?
Oh.
And then I go from there, but I think everyone does.
Oh. I don't know. I never know what to answer, because depending on the day, I feel differently about it, you know?
Or maybe it's something you think people want to know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I just kind of started doing it slowly, I guess.
It's a deep question. It gets to you.
I guess. I don't know.
I've been thinking about it all night.
I don't want to answer, like, untruthfully. Not on purpose, anyways.
Shall we get to another song?
Sure. Maybe I'll do on a different key. That'd be exciting. Just gotta get another harmonica here.
Do you have a lot of witty stage banter with the audience?
I don't know if it's witty. You do banter, though. You really do. It's different one-on-one, because you're also the show.
That's true.
You're not the audience. The audience is very quiet right now, so... It's hard to be witty. Even if you were funny, it would fall flat, wouldn't it? See? That could have been interpreted as funny, and that would have been horrible. You're smiling. You're not even... you're hiding your laughter.
Well, I have to, you know. To maintain a professional face and all that jazz.
Right, of course. Maybe I'll do one, and then... I'll do this one in the key of C.
I think you'll enjoy the media club, because the stage isn't much higher than the dance floor itself.
Oh, really? There's a dance floor?
Yeah, a little bit of
cool.
Floor.
Cool. Maybe people will start dancing. They probably won't, but...
You can strum like one note, go dance.
It's probably... It's a bit intense, but I can try. Yeah, here's one in a new key. You couldn't lie to me in Paris. You wouldn't want to embarrass yourself in front of the fathers of the fellas. Who'd raise their eyebrow umbrellas, never one for fuss. Unless it is just the two of us. We started getting into trouble, it seems. When we started loving in degrees. The coming and the going spirits in the door hinges. And I'm sitting peeling Suzanne's oranges. And nothing I ever do is ever good enough for escaping the love we've been making.
But what I put into question, you put into bed, just like you put those wicked thoughts into my head. Tell me, when are you leaving town? The sight of you makes me teary-eyed. Your body's been honest, but here again it lies. So I'm going to that city saved by paper and not soul, which judging by those standards could have been a letter that you wrote.
Very nice.
Thanks.
You couldn't lie to me in Paris?
I could try, though, couldn't I?
Leif Balabek, Montreal's own, takes the stage of the Media Club, July 29th.
Yeah, I do. You'll be all right.
I think so. So you have a pretty big music collection, don't you?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mostly vinyl, you'd say?
I would say that, mostly vinyl. Do you have mostly vinyl?
It's getting there.
Do you have vinyl?
I do.
That's nice. I enjoy it more. It makes me, like, take a chill pill, you know?
Yeah. It's good to take pride in a vinyl collection. Not in a snotty way or anything, but...
I don't know if I have pride yet. I don't think I do. Do you have pride?
A little bit. Yeah. Mostly for the weirder stuff that I have, like the German drinking songs record or...
Okay,
like
that would make me proud, too.
The Star Wars soundtrack or something.
Oh, I see. That would elicit pride, I guess. I have just, I have a slight... It just gives me pleasure, I guess. It's nice. Because you know when you're, like, cooking or something, and then you put on a computer or an iPod, it's like you have a tendency to want to change it and change the song, or you also don't have the choice to not hear music. It just goes on forever, usually. I don't know. I don't find that that's helpful to enjoying it. You know, I like having a stop and picking it, and, you know, one side of a record is usually about, like, 15, 20 minutes, like... That's how long my attention span is, you know? Give me a break, and then... It's nice if the conversation goes well with someone you're cooking with or whatever, then it kind of, like, goes into the silence, and then all of a sudden, maybe when it gets a little bit, you know, worn or tired, then, like, you realize that the music isn't playing anymore, and you put it on the other side or another record. It's, I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I find that it's, like, a really nice pacing, and we don't have that anymore. Everything's just now, now, now.
If you put the playlist on the extreme...
I know, it's, yeah, like, extreme genius. Like, I mean, you know, I want Einstein making my hits, you know, like, man, I don't know. It's too creepy to be enjoyable, you know what I mean?
I don't think Einstein had a very good taste in music, if his hair was any indication.
I don't know. Didn't he play the violin?
I'm sure he had a great taste in music.
I don't know, I think he'd be a pretty cool guy. I think.
I figure he has the accent of the brain from Pinky and the Brain with the German accent.
Oh, really? I don't know. He just seems like a good guy. I don't think I've ever been to one of these things where the pacing has been so relaxed.
It's quite the change from half an hour ago, isn't it?
Oh, but they were going pretty fast half an hour ago, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now things slow down. Like a record.
Oh, cool. So we got, what do we got, like 2 minutes left?
About two or three.
Should I play like half a song or something? Or do you want to fade out on a song or something like that?
I was thinking for sure you could play us out.
Okay, cool. So, I don't want to go over though. Then you'll like fade it out at 8 o'clock or something?
Maybe, yeah. Should we make our goodbyes now?
Sure, let's do that.
Now
fade
time.
Me out. Yeah. Goodbye.
Not quite yet. But it was a pleasure having you out. Just want to say now, in case I don't get to you later.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's really nice to be here. Thank you for being relaxed and not too overly bubbly. It can be off-putting.
That.
I don't know, I've dealt with some overly bubbly today, and I thought, the sincerity's lost.
Sometimes. I agree.
I feel like you're being a little bit sincere at the very least.
But some people can pull off the bubbly.
Some people can.
I never could.
No?
I worked at Starbucks for one day.
Can you give me your name? I don't care. Never mind.
This is Leif Vollebuck. He plays the Media Club, July 29th. Playing us out. Stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis with Val.
Carol, Carol, Carol is my baby's home. I said women and Carol, women and Carol. She don't dance, they don't dance alone. I should have never lent you my 45. I guess my lesson is not to lend. There's a big needle going over the line, and for a time you have a friend. But stone cold silence in the room means the record is at its end. You turn it over so many times, it's never going back into its sleeve again. Yeah, there's two sides to every story, but it seems like you've got 10. When I get no letters, it's the Cairo blues you send. Cairo, Cairo. Cairo is my baby's home. Women in Cairo, women in Cairo. She don't dance, she don't dance, no.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie. To receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
On Sunday, August 8th, CITR 101.9 FM will be broadcasting live from